Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Father's Day. This is the show that conditions you for the big day tomorrow, where we sit across from Dad, one way or the other, literally or metaphysically, and we say thank you. Of course, that calls to mind, perhaps for some, all the pain that Dad caused you growing up. Now, to make the meaning of Father's Day even more real, we have to process the pain. I mean, how do you thank somebody when underneath, deep down inside, you're kind of cursing somebody, and tomorrow's the day you thank them? So, of course, the point is we have to have context on this. We have to understand Dad. This will be very relevant for you tomorrow and in your life. Most people don't realize, especially men, but also women, how owned they are by that relationship. Long into your adulthood, long after you've had kids, that relationship needs to work itself out. You got to understand why it caused you pain. Because it did. Of course, tomorrow, we forget about that, but we don't. And that calls us to the main point of the show. You've got to understand Dad, just as you've got to understand yourself. Which means you have to understand men. And that's a piece of the show today. Understanding men. How can we forgive them if we don't understand them? And of course, you either had one or the other kind of a dad. Very few people had them in between. What I mean is, you either had the dad who was angry all the time, who was maybe a little too physical or too verbal, just too aggressive. You either had the angry dad or you had the dad that wasn't there. Now, does that ring a bell? That's got to account for a good 90% of everybody, at least I've ever met. Dad was either too angry or he wasn't there. Now, here's how I look at this as a scientist. How I look at this as a scientist is Dad is his testosterone. Now, we understand testosterone's the hormone and blah, 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 and you want more of it as you age and the rest of it. That's not how I mean it. The implication of that hormone, what it takes to produce, what happens when it's in deficit, and what you don't normally hear is how you balance it. The combination of those factors really, in fact, is about Happy Father's Day. It's about tomorrow. So let's look at too much testosterone. Let's look at the whole testosterone mentality. Let's look at anger to a man. First rule of engagement is when men are angry, they're really afraid. Now that's a fact. And most men are trained from the time they're very little to be in a bad mood when they're afraid of something and no one's going to tell you. So when Dad came home and he was angry and there was no reason for it, when you saw him get angry at your mom and there was no reason for it, underneath it all, he was afraid. And of course, this is one of the fortunate and unfortunate differences between men and women. When men are afraid, they're not allowed to say, I'm afraid, I'm concerned, I'm worried. That's the kind of stuff that girls do. In fact, this is so extreme, it's kind of in the parlance of the culture. It's kind of a turn on when women are afraid. You know, the damsel in distress, she's afraid. Well, it's the opposite for men. Men learn at a very young age to click off the fear thing and turn it to the rage thing. This is legion in sports, and all men play sports, at least until recently. When you play sports, when you train as an athlete, I can tell you from boxing, you get into that ring, you get hit 4 or 5 times in the face, you break a bone, you have a bloody nose, you have a black eye, and your trainer will say, and this is the way it works, your trainer will say to you, "Are you afraid?" And he wants you to say, "Yeah," because then he's going to say, you have to convert that fear into anger. You have to convert that fear into power. You have to use that to your advantage. Now, right there is one example. I mean, I lived that many times. You have to convert it into some form of force. And, of course, there are side effects, and that side effect is called inappropriate anger. Now, what's the difference between the dad that comes home because he's concerned or worried or afraid, and he takes that fear and he converts it to power, but not force. Power, but not force. What is that conversion all about? That, if some of you know, I hope, is a function of the liver. The liver. The liver converts the power to the fear, to usefulness in terms of doing or active will or power. The liver. Because the initial emotion, that being one of rage, has to be moderated. If somebody comes at you, if somebody abuses you, if somebody betrays you, the initial impulse to get angry, well, I hope you're married to that kind of guy. Because if there's a knock on the door in the middle of the night and it's Godzilla, you don't want your guy crawling under a bed. The initial impulse to anger is healthy. It's virile. It's what you want. It's why you have testosterone. But then that has to convert to power, but not force. The liver runs that conversion. The liver runs that conversion because initially, if the liver is soft, now that means if it's minimally scarred, if it's not in one or second stage of fibrosis, if the bile ducts are not congested, then the initial impulse causes the liver to expand and contract, which is flow, which produces a productive response, which allows the individual in response to aggression or what's attacking him or her or one's family or one's livelihood or one on the freeway or one crossing the street or one at a business deal. What's initially making the attack, causing a constriction, a natural healthy constriction within that organ, and that's the way it works. The liver constricts when one is incensed about something. But a healthy liver will follow with an expansion. The organ will pulse. Its elasticity allows that pulsing. But you see, the liver can be stage 1 or stage 2 fibrotic. Yours is. If you're listening to the show, unless you've done a good 20, 25 master flushes, unless you've really trained your body through the different forms of detoxifications, unless you're flexible, unless you've really trained yourself in the ways I suggest, this is show 419, 420 shows. Unless you've really trained that organ to competence, its fibrosity, the degree of fibrosis in the organ, will not allow the organ its appropriate elasticity. You'll see this reflected in the tendons. The tendons will be tight and painful and inflexible. So that in the moment of truth, where your initial outrage should convert to power, instead it converts to irritability and force and the rest of it. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Hope you're listening. Go to the website, hear the show again. You can't get concepts like this anywhere. Holistic medicine's got to get a lot more real than it is. It's got to take a step up from kindergarten. And kindergarten is simple, one-stop shop solutions that offer everything but don't really deliver. I have lived that reality for 25 years in natural medicine. And I'm imploring us all to start to look more deeply. We got to put these concepts on the A-list. This is an A-list concept. I am well aware that at least 60% of my audience doesn't understand what I'm talking about right now. And that's okay. That's why I put it on the website, that's straighttalk.cc. You got to go and you got to listen again. You got to try to understand the depth of the statement. In Chinese medicine, in Ayurvedic medicine, in the electromagnetic medicines that are still coherent, it's kindergarten to understand what I'm saying. The liver is the organ of power. It is integrally connected to testosterone. And when men produce enough of it, if you're fortunate enough to be one of those males that produces enough of it, that impulse, that initial outrage, needs a smooth, functional liver. In all the ways I've defined it, in all the shows I've ever done, such that the texture of the liver has to be one of elasticity. That's right, the organ itself. Come on, you understand this. You go to the fish market and you buy a piece of fish. Ladies, those of you who pride yourself in knowing how to select the food your family eats, if you press the finger into the fish, what texture should you feel? Right, it should be bouncy. The fish should have a tone. You shouldn't be able to stick your finger in it, through it, right? And at the same time, the fish shouldn't be rock hard. It should have a supple texture. Well, there you go. That's the way the liver's supposed to feel. And if it does, then fear converts to anger, converts to power. That's the mark of the man. That really is what your dad wanted to do. He really didn't want to flip out. But he didn't understand any of this. And God forbid, should they have their gallbladders taken out. Turns the liver to a rock. So we have to forgive Dad for being a jerk. Because what did he understand about what I'm saying? Now, here's another piece of it. When the testosterone begins to dip below sufficient levels, when it dips and dips and dips and dips, and finally, it dips so much, well, you're not the man you used to be in all the ways one could imagine that. Questions why? Well, to the rescue is Viagra, to the rescue are all the herbal supplements that make the big differences, and the truth is the herbal supplements generally are a joke. All of them are a joke. Relatively, they may help a little, but they don't really change things. And then, of course, we have the pharmaceuticals. They're dangerous. Viagra and the rest of them are dangerous. And I guess if you've got no alternative, well, whatever. There's no judgment here. But the point is, What that angry dad should understand after 40, after 50, where that testosterone's dipping and dipping and dipping, and what happens when testosterone dips? Men get what? Afraid. So they're afraid when they're 15 and 20, and then they blow up. And then when they're 50, they don't have the energy to blow up. So they just degrade into sarcasm. And after 50, they're angrier or more scared than ever because they don't even have the testosterone. The lion is more relaxed than the mouse. You know? The lion is more relaxed than the mouse because the lion and its hormonal output is abundant. In a deficit of testosterone, after 50, men get more scared. So the question becomes, of course, particularly relevant for this show, is why? And if you're reaching for the Viagra or you're reaching for the herbal supplements and you're not satisfied, which you're probably not, what's going on? Number one, you must make sure your body's ketogenic, meaning your blood sugar is not running too high. I'm going to say this three times. Do not measure your blood sugar to the standard of the American Association for Diabetes. I'm not telling you to measure your blood sugar to the standard for diabetes. I'm telling you to be on the low end of what we consider pre-diabetic, which is a much lower number for blood sugar. In essence, glycated hemoglobin, GLYCATED. There's a number most of you don't even get measured and should. Your glycated hemoglobin has to be no more than 5.2, tops 5.4. But really, no more than 5.2. Or you're running your insulin too high. Very simple. You want to understand men. You want to understand your husband. You want to understand your father. You want to understand your grandfather. You have to understand when testosterone dips, he gets afraid. When he gets afraid, he gets inappropriately angry. All that talk about the liver aside, we're into another phase of the show now. Every man after 50 should make sure that that glycated hemoglobin is down low or the insulin's too high. Why? The higher the insulin, the lower the testosterone. This is not holistic mumbo jumbo, my friends. This is hard science. No one argues with this. And whether you're vegetarian, vegan, or a meat eater, it's all the same. Get the glycated hemoglobin measured. If it's more than 5.2, get it down. Because your insulin's too high, and that means your testosterone is too low. Here's another one, sleep. If you don't sleep, you don't make your testosterone. Now, someone, somewhere, somehow, this notion of 5 straight hours has been pushed to the point where people just sliding in to 5 hours are convinced they're fine because they can function in their day. And that's true. If you're looking at 3 to 4 hours, you are a complete and total zombie. If you can slide into 5 hours, you're kind of functional. You won't drive through a red light. You won't crash your car. It doesn't hurt to stand up. But what does that have to do with health? This is the stupidity of mass consciousness. It's absolutely stupid to think that just because you can function, you can have health. Oh, I got my 5 hours, so I'm fine. Can you do anything for my ED? Can you do anything for my temper? Can you do anything for my anxiety? You got something to help me out there along the way? Yeah, I get my sleep. I get five straight. I hear that once a week. It's bogus. You have to cultivate a relationship with your sleep. And they've got all sorts of paraphernalia now. These O-rings they're selling and other things you tie to your wrist that determine just what your sleep cycle is. Don't want to get into it. The point of it is sleep is a cultivation. It's an evolution. And all the information's out there. But somehow all of it is falling on poor soil. There's no fertility to it. We're a nation of insomniacs. All the information's on YouTube. All the information's in the multitude of books. But yeah, I get my five straight. I'm good. What we're starting to do is sell out. We're starting to decide that normal is what everybody else does. Normal is not what everybody else does. That's how cultures degrade, degenerate, and disappear. The standard is radiant health. And five straight, even if you get five straight, doesn't do it. Now, after 50, the effect on your testosterone is enormous. That's huge. Add the insulin thing to the sleep thing. Then, of course, there's the psoas muscle. Now, how many shows have I done on psoas muscle? That's that muscle way deep that when it pulls short, it crushes the nerves to the testes and to the penis. A displaced psoas, P-S-O-A-S, all over my website, all over my shows, all over the internet. Simple for you to look into. Men age. Athletes lose their legs because of anterior psoas displacement. With that comes compressive force on the nerves that come out of the sacrum. And those nerves that come out of the sacrum are what gives a man proper, healthy sexual function and testosterone production. The minute the nerves of the sacral plexus are compressed because the psoas is shortened anteriorly, your days of being the track star are over. And your sex life, your love life, your sense of prowess is degrading rapidly. And this is what happens. This is what happens to men generally. So you look at the sleep, you look at the insulin, you look at the anterior displacement of the psoas. Just keep adding it. I'm going to. And the collective effect of this is dad. Dad was degenerating. Not to mention working incessantly in an ever-shrinking economic situation. Dads then? How about dads now? Dad used to keep the wife home and have a regular job to support three or four kids and own his own house. Try doing that today. Wonder how those dads are feeling. Personally, I think we're a rather neutered culture. Maybe dad's not angry because he has no testosterone. And he's only 25. And that's happening too. And why? Because we're sitting in fields of radiation. So put number four on the list. You sit in the car. You buy the equipment out there, and it's for sale, that measures the electromagnetic intensities, whether you're in your car, at the office, near the computer, on the cell phone, on the freeway, and men are frying their testicles as we speak. It's horrid. It's getting worse. Over 20, 30 years, all of Southern California will be in a dome of electromagnetics. Not me. I bought the Q-Link. I got those little rocks I put in different corners of the room and fixes and neutralizes everything. Some guy named Joe told me that. Yeah, I have a bridge for you. I'll sell you a bridge if you believe that. Radiation is huge. The effect on those testicles and their testosterone output is massive. For good reasons. And I could go on and on, but time is up. So tomorrow, if Dad was a jerk, you forgive him. There's lots of reasons he didn't understand, but you do. If you're lost in the labyrinth of health, 714-850-1007. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Give my office a call. Make the appointment. I'll put you on the right track. See you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.